You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So today we reflect on a powerful statement by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Most of the deaths of intellect occur under the lightning of desires. So this profound observation invites us to reflect on the impact of unchecked desires and ambitions on our intellect and decision-making. Let's unpack this wisdom with scientific insights, spiritual reflections, and practical advice. Desires and ambitions can be double-edged swords, or double-edged swords or double-edged blades. While they can motivate us to achieve great things, they can also cloud our judgment and lead to poor decisions. Research in psychology shows that overwhelming desires can lead to cognitive biases, a tendency to make irrational decisions, a tendency to make irrational decisions driven by short-term gratification rather than long-term well-being. Consider the story of individuals who fall into debt due to the allure of luxury items. Their desire for immediate satisfaction overshadows their rational thinking about the long-term consequences. The Quran addresses the dangers of excessive desires in several verses, reminding us that, for example, and do not follow that of which you have no knowledge. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, the heart about all those will be questioned. This verse emphasizes the importance of grounding our desires in knowledge and wisdom rather than letting them lead us astray. So Imam Ali al-Salam's statement highlights that many intellectual downfalls stem from desires. When we allow ambitions to overtake our better judgment, we risk making impulsive decisions, like investing in schemes that promise quick returns without proper research. Or we compromise values, pursuing power or status that at the expense of integrity and relationships. Think of leaders who, driven by ambition, engage in unethical practices. Their intellect may falter as they prioritize personal gain over the common good. So, some practical steps to guard against desires would be self-reflection and setting boundaries. For example, create limits around indulgences. This helps prevent desires from spiraling out of control. Or regularly assess your motivations. Are they rooted in genuine need, or are they driven by fleeting desires? And seek knowledge. Educate yourself about the consequences of your desires. So desires can be powerful, but they must be managed wisely to protect our intellect and integrity. Inshallah, we would be careful about our desires. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد.